Just a little bit of final touches on the previous sugya. We spent a lot of time talking about Ir Parshios. Of course, the significance of Ir Parshios, as it plays out in Sanhedrin, is enough comedian in terms of Mispra Dayanim, in terms of quality of the Smuchin, etc. If the original sugya of Ir Parshios really is not in Sanhedrin, the original sugya is actually the end of a Kama, where the Gemara is discussing the Shvua of Meidiv and Miktas. We already mentioned, they introduced the Pasha of Ir Parshios, that the Torah tells us, the famous phrase, Asher Yomar Kihuzeh, which really teaches us multiple things. This one is one phrase of Kihuzeh. How many things do you know from this pasuk? The Kihuzeh. How many different dinim do we learn from here? Who knows? Meidiv Miktas is good. Okay. And Meidiv Miktas is Chayev. What else do we possibly learn from here also? What's the mashmos of Kihuzeh? That Meidiv Miktas is Chayev, but what? But who's Kovar Kol is Potter, right? That's the way Tosfos presents it. Tosfos says that licht in this pasuk of Kihuzeh is also a gilui on the fact that Kovar Kol is Potter. There's a third din that's also learned down from here, just as an aside. Everyone know what that is? So Rashi in Kedushin writes that this is the mokh for Dos Bal Din Kimei Edom Dami. How do you know that if a person walks into a basin and he says he broke a window, and then an hour later he denies it? How do you know that he has believed? How do you know? Maybe a person can't incriminate themselves. So the answer is, it's a pasuk, says Rashi. Hashem accuses that from the fact that the Torah says that you have to take a shvua, doesn't only say you have to take a shvua. It says two things. It says you have to pay that which you admitted, and you have to take a shvua on the remaining. So as you see from here, munach in the din in the parsha of Shavuos and Mikzas is the fact that Odos Bal Din is kamei edim dami. Okay. So this is a packed drasha. These are three magic words. Hashem accuses that. Comes to the end of the ninth parak of Akam and has a machlekes amarayim, probably machlekes atarayim also, as to where exactly this pasuk Kihuzeh appears. What is the significance of this phrase? Which parsha of Chumash does this pasuk appear? Which parsha of Chumash appears? It appears in the parsha of Shomrim. Not so simple. So that's what the Gemara introduces, the principle called Erev Parshios. If you accept the principle of Erev Parshios, so then we have a right to take it out of Parshios HaShomrim and say that these halachas that only Balav Mitzvah says Chayev, Kofra Kolos Potter. These two halachas actually don't appear in Parshas HaShomrim. If you take Kihuzeh out of Parshas HaShomrim and you move it somewhere else, we're not sure where the somewhere else is yet, but let's take Rashi's understanding, you move it to Parshas HaLevah, so it comes out that Kihuzeh was not written by Parshas HaShomrim. If Kihuzeh was not written by Parshas HaShomrim, then the whole Parsha of Medin Mitzvah with implying Kofra Kolos Potter is not true. And therefore, whenever you would have a case of a Shavuos HaShomrim, so Shavuos HaShomrim Tiyah Ben Shnem by a Shomrim, a Mafkid, would apply even without Meidiv Miktas. That's what Ir Parshios means, according to Rashi. If you deny Ir Parshios, then Kihuzeh appears exactly where it sounds, exactly where it appears in Chumash, Netosh, B'Chzahav, and therefore Shavuos HaShomrim also would require a Hodob and Miktas. That's the way the Gemara presents the Sugya, at least Rashi's interpretation, of Ir Parshios. The phantom Parsha, the other Ir, the other possibility, is the parasha of Malveh and Leveh. So basically we have a big problem, according to what we just said. We just said that if you hold Erev Parshios, Kosov Kahan, so what does Erev Parshios mean? It means you take it out of Pikadon, Legamre, and you stick it only in Malveh and Leveh, and where does it not exist? Where does it not exist, Rabbi Say? It doesn't exist by Pikadon. Means this halacha is no longer true. If you accept the Parshios, if you go in this direction of Erev Parshios, so then Kihuzeh moves, picks up, walks away at its own 2 feet, walks a few psukim later, stick it into Malveh Leveh, and it's command the lace in the Parsha of Pikadon. That is not the way Chazal and Sanhedrin Daf Beis present Erev Parshios to us. In Daf Beis and Masechet Sanhedrin, the Chazal uses the same phrase, the same psukim, the same Pikadon, no Malveh Leveh, the same story. Here, Chazal speak a different language of Erev Parshios. Here, the Gemara is discussing which Parshios require Dayanim Smuchim, which Parshios require 3 Dayanim Smuchim. There is no question that Pikadon is the prototype of Gzeilus B'Chavolos. There is no question that Gzeilus B'Chavolos requires Gimel Dayanim Smuchim. That's a given. The Machlokes is, if you accept Erev Parshios, then it also applies to Malveh Leveh. Nobody ever said it only applies to Malveh Leveh. Nobody took Kihuzeh out of Pikadon Legamre, threw it out the window and tossed it onto Malveh Leveh at the expense of Pikadon. The issue of Erev Parshios and Har Sugya is, does it also apply to Mahav Avalai? But of course it applies to Bekadim as well. So Taisvis already raises the question. Wait a second, hold on, hold the phone, says Taisvis. Hold the phone, I'll say the Rishonim. That's a very, very different application of Erev Parshas. How come Erev Parshas in one place means that it no longer, the Dinim of Kodesh HaKol Menuhin is no longer applied to Bekadim? Whereas, when it comes to Dayanim Samuchim, of course it applies to Bekadim. The question is, does it also apply to Mahav Avalai? So Taisvis fills up the hands, and Taisvis says, B'tachem Rakusha, that Erev Parshas is not some like deep, dark, mysterious secret in the Olamos HaElyonim. If you accept Erev Parshas and your application of Erev Parshas is ultimately going to boil down to a certain degree of common sense or Torah sense, halachic logic, says Tosfos, Erev Parshas has to make sense to us. Erev Parshas has to be tempered with some kind of a logic. This is not just Stamlip's paraduma right now. This has got to make sense to us. So comes to us and says, you know, when it comes to Shavuos Moedim and Miktzos, it really makes a lot of sense to apply Shavuos Moedim and Miktzos dafka to where? Dafka to Malvalova and kind of take it out of the realm of Pekadim. It makes logical sense. Not just Erev Parshas. Erev Parshas on its own would never do that. The word Erev Parshas just means it can also carry over to Mahav Avalai, but not to the exclusion of Pekadim. There has to be logic that's fueling this conclusion. What is the logic? Why should we say such a distinction that maybe Maidim Miktas Kofra Kol, these special halachas, really only make more sense in the realm of Mahav Avalai and don't make sense in the realm of Pekadim? So Tosfos says with Das Rashi, I'll tell you what the factor is. It's a very, very simple factor. If I say to you, you owe me $100, and you deny it, Lagamri. So we all, everybody knows the din, Kofa Kol is Pata Mishvua. Does that make sense to you? Is there some compelling logic to that halacha? I say, you owe me $100, you deny the whole story. So midrash, you don't do anything. Is that logical? What? Comes the Gemara and introduced us to the principle called Ein Adam Meis Panov Bifnei Bal Chayvai. What do those words mean? It's unlikely that a person is going to be Kofer HaKol. It's unlikely a guy's going to deny an entire story right smack to the face of the Malveh. Very, very unlikely. And therefore, it's more likely, it's more mistab, it's more logical that he's probably telling the truth. When a guy gives a Maidim Miktas, so Maidim Miktas is like a dray technique. You know, how can I stall? I don't want to be Megas, I don't want to be Chutzpahdik. On the other hand, I don't have the money right now, so I'll tell you a story only over here. But a statement of Kofer HaKol is an act of Ha'oza. It's a brazen statement. And we plug in the rule called Ein Adam Meis Panav Bifnei Bal Chayvai. Comes Rashi and says, and why is that phenomenon true? Why is it, I know a lot of people are very, very chutzpahdik. Why is it that Ein Adam Meis Panav Bifnei Bal Chayvai? What is it about a Bal Chayv that a person is embarrassed to be Meis Panav? What's the answer? Give me a taiva. I asked him for $100. It's right before Shemitah. He looks at the pasuk, Kavash Nasa Sheva Sinasa Shemitah, and he still lends me the money. He's a nice guy. I'm going to go ahead a month later and to look him in the face and say, nah, I never saw you. Unlikely. However, says Rashi, what about when it comes to a pikadam? What about when somebody asked me to do them a favor? The shoe's on a different foot. He's asking me to do him a favor, to watch his car, watch his animal for him. I'm doing him a taiva. And now a month later, I decide, you know what, I'm going to be meis panav. Would you say, ain't other meis panav b'fnei hamafkid shalo? Not necessarily, says Rashi. That's a psychological assessment. Ein Adam Meis Panav Bifnei Bal Chayvai. I wouldn't be Meis Panav in front of a Malva because the Malva did me a teva. But Kein Adam Meis Panav Bifnei Hamafkid Shelo. Therefore, it makes a lot of sense that a Kofer HaKol, when the Halach is made of Mixas Chaya but Kofer HaKol Potter, that distinction really makes more sense where Malva Loiva doesn't make all that much sense when it comes to a Pekadon. By Pekadon, there's no riot from the fact that you've been Kofer HaKol to tell the truth. Maybe you're lying. By a Mahav Avalai, it's unlikely that you're lying. By a Pekadim, it's very, very likely that you're lying. Therefore, comes Taisvus Das Rashi and says, it's not Erev Parshas alone that leads us to the conclusion that the Ptur of Kofer HaKol shifts to Mahav Avalai and leaves the Gamri Pekadim. That wouldn't have done the trick. Eir Parshas could not have done the trick. Haraya, Eir Parshas doesn't take the chiv of three dayarim smuchim out of the rope because and stick it only into halva. The best Eir Parshas could do is to say that you have to apply the din also to Mahavaloiva. The only ability to be oikir lagamre is it has to make sense. And that's the logic. So basically what Tosfos just told us with Das Rashi, there are really two different applications of Eir Parshas. Eir Parshas, chiddush number one is you can take a din that appears somewhere else and stick it into, take a din that appears in A and stick it into B. And sometimes you can even take a din that appears in A and take it out of A and stick it into B at the exclusion of A. But the only way you can do that, it has to make logical sense. This is all Tosfos elaborating upon Shittas Rashi.
So why would he place the A? I mean, why would he put
it? Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu do it that way? You know, there are so many deep reasons to Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote Ayin Tachas Ayin to mislead us, Chalila? Why? So a lot of deeper meanings to why the Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Torah in certain ways. But the Torah Shabbat Peh is always there right behind to explain to us what the correct halachic application of the Torah is. There are a lot of other chokhmas in the Torah, but the halachic application of the Torah is dafka this way. So come on, the Rishonim. Tosfos called such a possibility. And the Rashba from the Mamar, because Rashba Vakama calls an entirely different look at this sugya. Come the Rishonim, comes the Rashba and says, this idea of Eir Parshas is very, very troubling, as you said correctly. If it doesn't belong by Pekodon, what's it doing here for? Why is it being so misled? What is going on? You're taking a pasuk, you're taking a scissors, cutting out a few words out of Sefer Torah, pasting them in somewhere else. The whole idea doesn't make any sense. Eir Parshas from today till tomorrow, this is more than a shulet, this is a disaster. How can you do such a thing? Take a pasuk from one place, another, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. So says the Rashba, we misunderstood what the term Eir Parshas means. Eir Parshas has nothing to do with the parasha of Kesef Tavas Ami. It's another parasha, it's 20 people later. That's not the post, that's not the parasha. But Eir Parshas means it like this. Even within Parshas HaPikodon, there are two different sub-parshas, two different subcategories of Parshas HaPikodon. What is Parshas HaPikodon? There's a din Torah between the Maskil and the Shoyba. So who's going to act out for me? Not literally. Who's gonna dramatize a din Torah between a Maskil and a Shoyba? Give me a case. What's the case with din Torah between a Maskil and a Shoyba? I say to you, I gave you my animal to watch. And what do you say? Yes, you did, 100%. But what happened? The animal got stolen. I say, what? We come to Beis Din, take a shmur, fine, shemachim, shemsach, very nice. That's one kind of a din Torah between a Maskil and a Shoyba. There's another kind of a din Torah between a Maskil and a Shoyba. What's the other kind? I say to you, I gave you an animal last month, and you say, L'hoyud v'amei olam. I don't know who you are, I never met you before. Or you say, Hoyud v'amei olam, but hechzarti l'chai, I gave it back to you last week already. That's a different din Torah, legamre. Same parties, different claims. There's a mafkid ishoma. The mafkid wants the money, the shoma is saying he's part of the money, but he's advancing a totally different type of a response. And one kind of a response, he's saying that, yes, I am a shomer. I was a shomer. I am a shomer. I'll always be a shomer. But something happened at the time of the Shemira that I happened to be potter from. The other one, the guy's saying, either I never was a shomer or I ceased to be a shomer. It's a different response, different than Torah Legamre. Comes the Rashman says, the Dit Torah, which involves, did the animal, was the animal stolen? Was it hit by lightning? Was there pshia? Was there an oinus? Those kinds of words, those kinds of give and take, can only take place within a mafkid and shomer. Imagine plugging in that kind of a dialogue into a malva and a loivit and dera. I say to you, I lent you $100, and you respond, yes, you did, you lent me $100, but you won't believe what happened. I was all ready to give you the $100 back, and a tornado came and blew the $100 away. What would you say about that? Bad response, right? Move a little tzonit in the right. Bad response, okay? There's nothing under the sun the loiver could possibly say to get out of paying back this chayv. So, the dialogue of mafkid and shomer, which we call the pikdonus, the pikodon type of a give and take, totally absurd to apply that in malva v'loiver. Which dialogue of mafkid and shomer could potentially be plugged into malva v'loiver? I say, I lent you $100, and you say, lohayot v'am yoylem. Or I say, let you know, you say, Hechzarti l'cha. So that could be a din Torah. I don't know the outcome. I don't know whether the outcome is going to be the same as Pekodim or not, but at least we can discuss it. So looked in Parsha Pekodim, says the Rashba, are two kinds of Dinei Torah. The Dinei Torah, it's all within the framework of a Pekodim. But there are Tainas that are Pekodim Tainas. Those are the din Torah of Nignava, Nevda, Nensa, etc. Those are all the Pikadum kinds of responses. And then you have other kinds of responses. We're going to use a loaded word here. They're Halva'a Tainas. Now, we don't mean to say there's really a Halva'a taking place. There is no Halva'a. If you want a Halva'a, go learn Parsha of a Kesatava Hasami. In the Pasuk of Yav Kiter Isharia Kesavakatim Lishmar, the Torah says Lishmar. There is no mention of any real Halva'a taking place. We are only talking about a Pikadon. There is no way in the world we're going to say a Pasuk is out of context. That just can't be, says the Rashba. When the Gemara speaks about Irav Parshas, what the Gemara means is licked in within Pikadon. Within Parshas of Amafkin and Shomer, there are two tracks, there are two different gives and takes. Now the question becomes, when the Torah insists on Kihuzeh, which teaches us Maida Mitzvah Chayav, with the Karolei being Potter, a Kofakol being Potter, which of these Dinei Torah is the Torah referring to? Which of these gives and takes is the Torah referring to? So one could argue as follows. One could argue, if you accept the principle of Ear of Parshios, then it's quite possible that the give and take of Maida Mikzas, the give and take of Kafir Hakol, all these halachas may apply to what? May only apply to one, maybe don't apply to the other, because there's a Ma'ura Parshios, there's a mixture of Parshios here. So both potential tainas appear in Parshas HaPikadon. Even though in Chumash itself, the Torah only speaks about which time, in the Torah Shemaksav, the Torah only speaks about what? Im Ganovi Ganev, right? Yishalim Shnayim or Eyu. The Torah doesn't talk about I never watched it. The Torah doesn't talk about I returned it. The Torah doesn't talk about those explicitly, but there could be. It's a possible dialogue between a Mafkid and a Shemir. So if you accept the principle of Irav Parshios, it could be that you stick those dinim of Kiyuzeh, Medivikas Chayev, Kofra Kobin Potter, and you put them where? You put them, now I don't mean in Parshas Halvah, like who said Parshas Halvah? Like Rashi said Parshas Halvah. I mean you put them into Parshas Halvah, i.e. the Halvah subset, the Halvah subcategory of the general statement of Pikadon. What the Rashba and the other Rivon, all the Rishonim will go along this pshat, or obviously Marviach, is the response to your question. It means, if the Torah meant to say Kiyuzeh and Halvah, why didn't it say it in Halvah? So the answer is, the Torah wasn't even talking about, it appears to be called, and there's no question there's a real Mafkid and Nishomer. But we're focusing on which track of Mafkid and Nishomer are we talking about. But now, we have to also fall back a little bit on logic. Because remember, just according to Rashi, logic was important. There was a logical, svaritic reason why we are more willing to apply the din of Moedim Mitzvahs being Chayim and Kofar Kol being Potter in one scenario rather than the other. Let's plug in logic here as well, according to the Rashba. Why does it make more sense to say that Kofar Kol is Potter, but it's a halvah diketaina, and not a pikadon diketaina? Why is that logical? Now, we know the direction we can't go down. Which route can we not go down? We can't invoke Rashi's imagery of somebody did me a taiva, because quite frankly, over here, nobody did me a taiva. According to Rashi, there's no malv of over here. They're both mafkid shomer. So why is it that somehow, when it comes to a halvah diketainas, when it comes to the tainas of Lohayu Dvar Mehailam, or Hechzarti, these kind of tainas, so then we're more willing to say Kofar HaKol is Potter. What is it about these tainas that are more believable? What is it about these tainas that somehow there's a proof that the person is most probably telling the truth?
In the case of the
Havah
tainas, he knows the guy knows.
So this is a very, very different Eino de Meis Pano Fnei Balchovo description. Comes the Rashman and says, when you come to me and you say, I gave you an animal to watch, I want it back, I have one of two children respond. Either I can look you straight in the face and say, I never met you before in my life. That's one type of a taina. Or I can tell you a story that what? What could the story be? Well, you won't believe it, but in the middle of the night, robbers broke in, they broke down the barn, they stole the animal. Literally, get that down, okay? Rabbi, what's the difference psychologically between the two responses? When I say Lohayud Bar Miyolam, and I look you in the face, and I say Lohayud Bar Miyolam, if I'm telling a lie, what do I know? Well, I know that you know that I'm lying. If I look you straight in the face and I say, you won't believe what happened in the middle of the night, the robbers came in and stole your animal, you have no way of knowing whether I'm telling the truth or not. It's going to be a whole lot easier for me to lie knowing that you have no way of knowing whether I'm telling the truth. Comes the Rashi and says, that psychological distinction makes all the difference in the world. When I'm having a din Torah, having a dialogue which involves a restatement of Lahadam and Hechzarti, a normal person wouldn't lie. I wouldn't be Kaifer HaKol because Eina the Meis Panav Nei Bal Chayvai doesn't mean Bal Chayvai like Rashi said, the guy who did me a Taifa. No. Eina the Meis Panav Nei Bal Chayvai means I wouldn't be Meis Panav against someone who knows the truth. And from the fact that I'm saying that I'm being Kaifer HaKol, that itself is a Raya Brura that I'm telling the truth and there's no need for me to take a Shavua. Mashahinke, when it comes to a Tain of Pikadon, there's no proof to anything. The fact that I'm saying, yeah, it was stolen in the middle of the night, that's worth the statement. That's meaning that doesn't have any truthfulness associated with it. And therefore, the Torah quite possibly said, even a Kaifer HaKol is going to have to take a Shavua. So with all the dust settled, whether you like Ira Parshas of Rashi, that we're taking a pasuk and sticking it into Mamish Halva, or you like the toned-down version of the Rashba, that we're taking a pasuk and sticking it into a subcategory of Pikadon called the Halva types of Tainus, at the end of the day, everybody has to fall back on logic. Because everyone has to explain away why this makes sense, why logically this makes sense, that there should be a chiv of Tera Shavua with a Kaifer HaKol or not a chiv of Tera Shavua. According to Rashi, everything revolves around that I wouldn't be made as pun of. Ultimately, my nemanis emanates from the fact, according to Rashi, everything revolves around the fact that I wouldn't be made as pun of if someone did me a toiva. That's the fact, according to Rashi. Because according to the Rashba, that's not the fact of Bechlau. According to the Rashba, the fact is I wouldn't be made as pun of in front of somebody who I know in my heart of hearts knows that I'm telling a lie. So when all the dust settles, there is a din of Ira Parshas, maybe, according to some, half the Torah is a din of Ira Parshas. Everyone agrees that we take it out of classic Pikadon and put it somewhere. And we're not sure where it is. According to Rashi, that somewhere is in Lagamri, a different Parsha, Parsha of Halva. According to Rashba, it's not Lagamri Halva, it's the Halva subcategories of Tainus, of Lahadam, etc., of anxiety, which are all part of the Parsha Pikadon. Okay. So I finished that. I finished the sugya. We can start afterwards. A little break for a very important message.